Testimony. This is my testimony of coming to Jesus. I wanted to share it, and I have had. I've been thinking about it for the last 3 weeks, mulling over what I was going to say, writing some things down, erasing, trying to bring some clarity instead of going all over the place and saying everything. In the process of this, being pregnant has made my brain foggy. So I will start one thing forgive me, basically all that to say, forgive me if I am just like looking down. I wrote some stuff down so that I could be clear and concise and say what I really wanted to say without going on and not saying it. So my testimony is that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I was saved, I'm being saved, and I will be saved. Excuse me. I used to wish I had what I thought would have been a more exciting testimony like my mother's. If you haven't heard hers, you should ask her to share it, and she should get up here and share it and have it down. But I'm so thankful that Jesus became real to me at an early age. And I hope that my testimony is an encouragement to all the parents as you teach and train your children. You are ministers of reconciliation in your homes. I was born to believing parents who were committed wholeheartedly to God and in following Him. They weren't your normal go about their lives and add Jesus on Sunday Christians. They were radically saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, living life seeking God. They believed God. They believed His Word, and it informed their whole lives. Faith is an active response to the Word of God. As a child, I witnessed God move on behalf of my parents according to His purposes for which He had called them. I saw their faith and God's faithfulness. As I was looking back, I thought, what was my first revelation? It wasn't the gospel. It wasn't the whole gospel, and I understood, and I was, oh, I need a Savior. It was that Jesus was real. My first revelation of Jesus was that He is. I accepted Him wholeheartedly because of that reason. I didn't understand the great exchange of the gospel yet, but I knew I needed Jesus just as much as my parents did, and I knew I belonged to Him. I belonged to Him already. I was His. All revelation is by the Holy Spirit, and this revelation came in a more caught than taught way. My second revelation came with teaching and training over time, and that was that sin separated me from God. Putting it into a child's understanding, you feel that separation when you sin, and you want to be reconciled, but it takes time building that into a child, the understanding that sin separates us from God. I could be separated when a baby realizes I'm separate from my mother. I'm a separate person. Ah, I gotta be with her. So that sin separated me from God, but that God loved me so much that He sent Jesus to take my sin upon Himself, and through the sacrifice of Jesus, I could be made right with God. Romans 10:10 says, "For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." This is from the New Living Translation. As a child, I was made right with God and saved. When I was young, there was a question going around that asked, if you come to the gates of heaven, and St. Peter was there and asked, why should he let you in? What would you say? And it was a question to prod minds to think about, what is the gospel? Why are you going to heaven? The answer, obviously, is the blood of Jesus. But that question terrified me. I thought, Peter's going to be there. I hope Jesus is there, because I don't know what I'm going to say to Peter. Oh, goodness. To a child, I was, my mind would go blank, and then I might be somewhere else. I might end up somewhere else. Children believe very simply, but it's also easy for lies to get in and distort the truth. The revelation of Jesus brings safety. The revelation of Jesus was something I held on to. 1 John 1:9 says, If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to wash us clean from all unrighteousness. I apologize, I'm getting so hot. At some point in my young life, I started to have a problem with fear. Fear drove me to God, but also made me run to find safety, being hidden instead of exposed, and I found myself getting lost many times. God always rescued me and brought me back to safety. In those times of fear, it was difficult to confess my sin to anyone but God. But over time and growing love for Jesus, He brought me out of fear to being grounded in love, where true growth happens. A lot of my deliverance from fear has to do with being baptized in the Holy Spirit, which happened when I was around 20. And through the years, saying yes to Jesus instead of no, which is a whole testimony in itself. That really, my deliverance from fear is a longer testimony. I used to pour out my heart in writing a lot, as a child and as a young teenager, and into my 20s. But I wanted to end with this poem I wrote when I was a young girl. Let my life be an offering, a sweet and simple song to sing, a pure aroma offered up. Oh Lord, please come and fill my cup. Your presence is to me my life, my good you want and not the strife. So hold me close and keep me near. Let me not move unless you steer. For all I want is to have you here and please your heart and hold you dear. And that cry of my heart is a young child's, the cry of my heart throughout. And I'm so thankful that Jesus saved me. He saved me as a child and that I could grow up with God. And He continues to lead me on, deliver me from things that I get caught up in. And I'm just so thankful.